Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Vice Guide to Bright Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. It's Friday, February 9th. I'm Chris Hardy. Today we have a special episode for you. In honor of Black History Month, we're highlighting Black entrepreneurs across diverse fields every Friday in February. In this episode, we'll hear from Brian Bethay, the founder of the youth coding event Hip Hop Hacktivist. First, the headlines. Pre-sales for Disney Marvel's Black Panther movie are now outpacing advanced sales for all other first quarter releases in the company's 18-year history. The film, led by an African-American director and a predominantly Black cast, grapples head-on with the issues affecting modern-day Black life. The Black Lives Matter movement and activists across the country are honoring the life and work of Mujahideen Moya, who was killed on Tuesday in New Orleans. Moya had been an activist for years, fighting for racial equality, and became well known for crossing police tape at a protest in Charleston, South Carolina, to snatch a Confederate flag from a demonstrator last year. And in a recent discovery, Britain's oldest complete skeleton, known as the Cheddar Man, has been found through DNA testing to have had dark skin, brown curly hair, and blue eyes. This disproves the common assumption that Britain's indigenous populations were all pale-skinned with fair features. And now, here's the news you won't get anywhere else. Hip Hop Hacktivist is a free coding event that uses the appeal and influence of hip hop culture to introduce the tech industry and its opportunities to young people from minority and underrepresented groups. Here's Vice's Nakia Swinton and Gary Cook speaking with Hip Hop Hacktivist founder Brian Bethay on his work and inspiration.
Hi, everyone. For this feature of Vice Guide to Right Now, I'll be your host, Nakia Swin, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary Cook.
Hello. And today we are here with Brian Bethay from Hip Hop Hacktivist. Yeah, Brian, good to have you.
How y'all doing, man? I'm glad to be here, actually. You know, the weather is really cold out here, and I'm kind of under the weather right now, but, you know, I still made it in.
We're glad you made it.
Yeah, right, you know, so definitely.
Brian, first of all, what is Hip Hop Hacktivist?
Basically, it's an organization that I kind of started, which basically uses the appeal and the influence of hip hop culture to introduce tech to minority and underrepresented youth. Again, like, we want to use what they're familiar with to kind of introduce them to something that's new. So, like, for instance, our most recent event was at Tumblr, and we had, like, a Kendrick Lamar-inspired social coding event. Yeah. I mean, Kendrick Lamar wasn't there. I mean, it was, you know, that's all a part of, like, kind of bringing this crowd out that normally probably wouldn't come out, this crowd of teenagers and underrepresented youth that I find and that I see that's going on in tech. You know, they came out and had a great experience, you know, but our whole goal was really not to really teach them tech. You know, you're not going to teach anybody tech in one day, but we wanted to give them an experience. And it was designed to, like, really wow them. Essentially what we did, we basically partnered them with engineers and, you know, programmers from Google, from Tumblr, from, like, these brand name companies that they know and love. So they actually got to sit down with these engineers, come up with the idea, and, like, be a part of that whole process. And again, if you don't know the process of tech and how things are done in tech and how this stuff comes to life, you automatically assume that it's just something so hard, only geniuses can do it and all this stuff. But they actually got to actually be a part of that and really, like, see that it's not that hard and that it is, you know, something attainable, something that they can do.
It's a skill you can learn.
Right, you know. So that's really what it's designed to do, spark that interest of, hey, man, damn, I just went through this thing. I want to do this now. I didn't know it was like that. And then it's like from there, they go out there and kind of seek ways to actually, you know, get to tech themselves.
What exactly led you to become interested in the tech field?
My whole transition into tech was from, like, a non-traditional background, what they would call it. Again, meaning basically I didn't go to school for tech. I ended up getting to tech from going through a boot camp. But before I even got into tech, like, my whole background, like, I was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship and go play football at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You know, so I did that and graduated, But even during that time, my whole child music has always been something that I love, you know, and I, you know, writing rhymes and making beats and all that. So I had a studio in college. Football, again, is like a 9-to-5 job, you know. But once it was over, it kind of freed up my time, allowed me to pursue other things, essentially. You know, I ain't go to the league, basically. So, you know, I moved to New York to pursue music. And I kind of got into the industry in the capacity of an audio engineer. It was crazy because I was seeing the people you want to see and meeting the people you want to meet. But I really just wasn't able to like make that a stable thing, man. It's just, it's only so long you can be a starving artist when it come down to it. So, and I was always like saying to myself, like, I'm not going to just work and do something because I'm forced to make, like, I need money. Like, I would take less until I find something that I really love. I knew that I wanted to do something creative, and whatever it is that I do, it had to be creative. So I ended up really just stumbling upon tech because I ended up going to a meetup or something like that. And I saw people coding and things of that nature, and the stuff that they were doing with code, creative stuff they were doing, I was like, damn, man, if I had that skill set, the things that I can do with it, and that's really what kind of introduced me and made me go into tech. So I ended up going into a boot camp, and once I finished that boot camp, I ended up basically feeling obligated to kind of start Hip Hop Hacktivist because it was like I felt like I found a fortunate opportunity that I like boot camps and all these things that exist in New York don't exist in where I'm from, at least in North Carolina. And I know that there were a lot of kids that look like me and that come from the same environments that I come from that, you know, just don't know about these opportunities. What they do know is sports and athletics and stuff like that. And I know that from experience because that's kind of what I knew when I grew up. So I just feel like, hey, man, I need to show this group of people that I come from, you know, that I come from that group of people, I need to show them these opportunities. And that's really like how Hip Hop Hacktivist came about.
It's about spreading that accessibility to places where, you know, really they don't exist.
Right, definitely. So,
and I would say that's essentially how we came up with this idea, is that we always thought of me and Gary being in the Black community. We were like, hey, we only really see ourselves in like media and sports, and like I know nothing about tech. I didn't even know anything like going into high school or like college. So we kind of wanted to highlight Black people just going into different industries, and this is like a great, just an awesome idea, like exposing this to younger children who definitely don't have that access, right? Because like my parents don't know anyone who were in the tech field, so they couldn't teach me.
Yeah, and I love what you're saying about like just really bringing that and sort of like spreading that to places where these kids really only know one or two outlets to sort of express themselves creatively. And I really enjoy the sort of like fusion between like the hip hop and like the sort of tech world. You know, do you think that there's like that direct correlation, or was this for you like a matter of I'm just gonna take these two things, I'm just gonna like press them together and see what happens?
Well, I consider myself part of the hip-hop culture. I love hip-hop music. I love the culture. I love everything about hip-hop. And I feel like hip-hop is the mainstream thing that controls what's hot or not. Fashion. You know, it's just so many places. Like, McDonald's is doing hip-hop commercials and stuff like that. So you see the actual influence that hip-hop has. Imagine how many kids would be coding from Brooklyn if Jay-Z said, hey, going into tech is dope or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's how much power hip-hop has, you know?
Yeah.
And that's essentially all I'm trying to do with hip-hop activists, is just change that narrative. I'm trying to get them to understand that this is cool and make tech cool for them, because all of them have phones and may not even have computers at home, but they all have cell phones. They all are influenced by tech in some form or fashion, whether they're on Twitter all day or whatever. So right now they're like the consumers of all this, but I want them to be the producers,
the makers
of all this, because that's really where, again, opportunities that exist in this industry can change their whole circumstance, if you will.
Yeah, and I would say that also brings in like equity into the Black community, instead of just like we are such large consumers of every type of field, such as tech, fashion, music, but we're not really, you know, on the forefront of doing that.
No.
So, like, I know you think hip-hop is a great way to introduce kids to tech. Do you have any other suggestions how we can get younger Black and brown kids introduced to the tech industry?
You know, there is an ongoing fight with just, like, diversity within this industry. You know, the solution, I really feel like, you know, we got to create our own solutions. I don't really see, like, the tech giants really... You know, I feel like it's a cop-out answer to this when they kind of say stuff like, hey, they can't find talent. It's like...
There's a bunch of us.
Like, oh,
it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
I just went to Afrotech last year. It's a big conference that's created by Blavity, a big Black minority underrepresented tech conference. It was in San Francisco. I met so many people in tech. It was just so beautiful. And like, it's there. We're here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like,
we've been here.
Yeah, we've been here, you know? And this is what I'm doing to kind of help in that whole race and that whole fight of diversity. And I feel like there are a lot of other people doing the same things, you know, doing things that they feel is necessary. But yeah, that solution, I just really feel like it's all on us to kind of take control of our own destiny in that regard. I feel like every so often there comes a wave that hits the world. At one point it was like gold or something. At one point it was like oil, the oil industry. Now it's tech. You know, and I'm like just really out here really trying to advocate and get our communities to like ride this wave, because it ain't gonna last forever. You know, it's so much potential and gain, you know, return on your investment, essentially.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so.
Yeah. So have you brought any major tech giants to Hip Hop Activists?
Yes. So far, we've done our first event, and that was in June of last year, and it was sponsored completely by Tumblr.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Tumblr really, it was dope. Tumblr really gravitated towards the idea of it all and really helped us put it together. Really, they gave me a lot of the control. They just backed it and said, and do what you got to do, essentially. And I love them for that. Through that experience, it's allowed us to make a bunch of relationships with other companies. You know, our year, our 2018, we already got Google Nashville on our calendar. So they actually reached out to us. It's like, hey, can you bring this thing on the road? It's like, you know, like, what am I going to say to that, you know?
Not going to turn down Google.
No. So, and then we have Uber later on this year, and we also have Google NYC as well. Because the thing what I was able to do with Hip Hop Hacktivists was bring together over 100 plus kids apply. You know, unfortunately, you know, I was only able to take 45, but, you know, again, we had mentors and all these tech people too as well apply. And I had like 60 people throughout the tech industry apply, but again, I was only able to take a certain number. But I want to keep this scene interactive. So I want something going on really, you know, once a month that kind of brings this tech industry together, kind of like just keep them interacting and meeting each other and keep them supporting each other. I was able to make a relationship with the New Museum to have an event every month. So that's kind of something that I'm starting next month, actually. Kind of got some stuff going on this year.
That's so great. Right. And, you know, just going by everything that you've been saying and just going off of the amount of influence that you have behind you and this sort of like amount of support that you've got going on, it seems like exactly what it is that you're fighting for is coming to fruition. It's becoming more accessible.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Like, I found my calling, at least. You know, I'm really passionate about what I do. It wasn't something that I planned to do. You know, I just felt like I fell into this, and it was like, damn, like this is an issue. Like, I really see it, and I'm a part of the issue, and I just can't like not do something about it.
Yeah, I don't know, so. I feel like what you're doing is great. And what advice do you have for young people of color who want to pursue a career in the tech industry?
The advice that I would give young people in tech that really want to kind of get into this industry is that you really get what you put into it. Like, it is a thing that requires you to actually take the time to sit down and learn. It's a sacrifice worth making. You know, it's going to be some times where, hey, you know, your friends might be doing other things and stuff like that, but you're sitting here in front of this computer trying to learn this software, trying to learn this code or whatnot. But the payoff, their return on that investment is just exponential, and it's completely worth it.
You know, it seems like with everything you've got going on this year, you know, this is really going to be blowing up in the, you know, in the future forthcoming. If you could have any hip hop artist or someone come through and perform, who would it be?
Our first event, we weren't able to have Kendrick Lamar, but that's Hip Hop Hacktivists being able to work at his, fullest potential, to have a Kendrick Lamar-inspired social coding event and have Kendrick Lamar there, to have a Jay-Z, whatever, a Nas-inspired one in Queens or something like that, you know. But so with Google, Google Nashville, I was able to kind of negotiate them helping me get an artist. So my idea right now for Nashville is to get Isaiah Rashad. Isaiah Rashad is from Tennessee, essentially. So again, the idea is to really kind of have their, like, that hometown local hero that these kids would, you know, mainly know because he's from there too. So, but my ideal person, honestly, my ideal person would be Kendrick Lamar, though.
Like, I had a feeling, you definitely mentioned him like once or twice.
Right,
like, he's probably going to say Kendrick.
But again, it all goes back to like his influence and his appeal. I mean, like, he's what's happening right now. He's the hottest thing out. And again, if he said that tech was dope, tech is dope.
Yeah,
to, you know, to the 100%. Kids that I'm trying to, if you look at what's going on now, you see, like, I believe Chance the Rapper just started something with Code. Like, he has some programs that, that he's kicking off. Nipsey Hussle has some things. So, like, it's slowly but surely happening. But, you know, it's not there yet. And I'm just trying to, you know, continue with that race and keep it pushing forward as well. So,
well, thanks, Brian, for joining us. I know Vice Impact has done some stuff with you.
Vice has been great to me.
Yeah, and you've written some articles for Vice Impact. So that's kind of how we heard about you. And we thought you would just be a great fit for this podcast feature.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate the opportunity, man.
Thank you again for coming through. And this has been, this has been dope.
This has been
a great, great experience for sure.
Definitely.
To learn more about Hip Hop Hacktivist, go to impact.vice.com. Don't forget, we're doing Black History Month specials every Friday, all month long. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out vice.com. And see you Monday for another Vice Guide to Right Now.